see you here as part of course an SES day, and if you want to be part of the SES, just of course 3 to 500. Tell us a little bit about the SES service in this part of the world.
The SES is a vitally important part of our community. They do tremendous work and a wonderful group of volunteers. From an ambulance point of view, if I could give a special plug to our unit out of Tambar Springs, they operate as a community first responder unit. Due to the isolated area out there, any ambulance calls or calls to 0004 ambulance, they get responded as a community first responder unit, and they're backed up by ambulance crews, whoever's closest by. So they do a fantastic job responding 24/7 to any incident in that area.
Yeah, of course, you're a paramedic yourself. You must see some gory stuff on the way through, but it's just a bit of a message to everybody to slow down on the roads, isn't it? So you don't have to do any work, you can, because that would be the best thing if you blokes didn't do any work.
Yeah, I guess so. The message is pretty straightforward. There is no such thing as safe speeding, and there's plenty of billboards that I see all the time. The message is there to make some smart decisions. Don't make a silly decision. Make the right decision. Get to your destination safely.
Yeah, well, they're all over the place. And, of course, we have to mention also you're the Vice President of Central North Junior Rugby. You were president last year, you've had a bit of fun with that. How's the season started for you? Great carnival in Walker, and as per usual, Walker has delivered the rain.
It must have been an improvement on the last 2 years. I think we had 2 degrees in 2014. It improved by 50% to 4 degrees in 2015. So anything better than that is a good result. There's a huge amount of rugby going on at the moment. We're well and truly into our rep season. We've got 17s and 18s kicking off in the country champs this weekend in on the Central Coast, followed by the 12s, 13s, 14s in Lismore. And then finishing on the 28th and 29th of May, we've got the 15s and 16s at home in Scone, hosting the New South Wales Country Champs down there.
Of course, also tomorrow we have a small issue of our Central North Carnivals, and they start, of course, again up at Narrabri, and that should be a bit of fun. That's going to be a massive tournament with a massive amount of kids, but you'd encourage everybody to get out there and become part of the junior rugby scene in 6s, 8s, 10s, 12s and 14s and get out to your various trainings.
Wixie, I'm a bit biased. Rugby is the ultimate team sport, and I'd encourage parents, if they're keen to have their kids play rugby, first port of call might be the Facebook page. Search for Central North Junior Rugby on the Facebook page and get in touch with us that way. Otherwise, you can certainly look for your local club.
But you've got great experience now. You've been replaced by Jason Elms, who has just incredible experience in the game as coaching and also administration, and he should bring something and players and all that sort of thing, which would be great. And if Michelle Edwards is now part of the New South Wales Country Juniors as well, that's a fantastic fillet for the game in this area.
Central North is a great team. It's a great executive team within junior rugby. We've got a wide range of experience. I'm very positive about the next few years. Importantly, we're really trying to grow rugby. As I said, I am biased, but I believe it is the ultimate team sport, and we'd love to see more kids getting into junior rugby. It's a great pathway. We've had quite a few of our junior rugby kids into that pathway, into junior gold, and at least two this year actually playing for junior Waratahs. So it starts with your local rugby club, and I'd certainly encourage all parents to get out there, look for your local rugby club and get on board.
Of course, also the big question we need to ask, what do you want up here, being the Vice President of Central for Junior Rugby? Do we need more players? We've now got 3 or 4 more development officers, which is great. Tommy Davidson, Kath Little, Walshy, who acts like 10 people around the place, he's great. And a new development officer, not only with Gus out in the west, but also, of course, George down there in Newcastle as well.
Yeah, look, it obviously starts with the young kids. There's a lot of programs that get rolled out to schools. Somewhere between the local schools and the local clubs is where we really need to push that enthusiasm for the sport. I believe we do have the better of the football codes. Again, I'm biased. But it starts with the young kids. All they've got to do is watch the Waratahs, watch the Wallabies. This year, and it's quite an exciting year, we've got rugby at the Olympics. Kids are interested in playing an Olympic sport, and it's a pretty fun sport to watch, that rugby sevens. It all starts with the local clubs.
And of course, everybody will be going to Paris tomorrow night as part of Fun and Games in the World Series. But of course, finally, what do you need to become a paramedic? Do you need to go to university and do some study, or you just be able to drive an ambulance really fast?
That's got nothing to do with that, with driving an ambulance, I can assure you. Look, like most things, it's all starting at university. So there's a number of universities around the country that are offering a paramedic degree. Once they've finished the paramedic degree, there are options to seek employment with the various state ambulance services. In fact, we've just had a trainee commence at Gunnedah in the last month. Danielle started, and she's recently completed a university degree through the University of Tasmania, and here she finds herself in Gunnedah and loving it.
Thanks for your time, Scott. We wish you all the best moving forward.